Australians are wasting over 96 million hours on hold, and it can take them sometimes up to a week to get an issue resolved if they're calling through to customer service. So we're also complaining a lot more, and people are just demanding faster and more streamlined services, and businesses aren't meeting those expectations. For a lot of Australians, just being heard is a real problem, and what they're demanding is fast, simple, personalized service. A lot of Australians also think that service is actually getting worse because businesses are cutting down on those costs. And businesses are definitely feeling the credit crunch at the moment, but they can't cut costs at the expense of customer service. Australians are saying that the telecommunications industry has the worst customer service, and they're followed closely by government and financial services. On the other hand, grocery stores and supermarkets have done a really good job at serving their customers, and they've rated the highest, closely followed by food and beverage. But if you look at the stats across the board, the nation's customer service satisfaction has actually plummeted in the past year across all industries. So a couple of things that businesses can do to meet the evolving need of customers is turn to technology to deal with high volume routine tasks. Another thing is actually listening to your customers. Once they get through after waiting on hold, they need to find an empathetic agent who's actually able to find a resolution for them. And lastly, keeping your promises. You know, whether it's giving a customer a call back like you promised, or a home visit if you're coming around to fix something, don't miss it.